I blinked at him and dropped my shield. Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I glared at him and added in a lower tone, Hell's bells! If you weren't my brother, I'd paste you. Thomas lowered the shotgun, his expression startled.
Harry?
A shadow moved behind Thomas. Wait! I screamed. A length of heavy chain whipped around his throat. There was a flash of greenish light and a crackling explosion almost as loud as a gunshot. Thomas jerked into an agonized arch and was flung free of the chain to come hurtling into me. For the second time in 60 seconds, I got hit with my brother's full weight and slammed to the floor. My nose filled with the sharp scent of ozone and burned hair. Harry? Called Elaine's voice, high and loud. Harry?
I said to wait, I wheezed.
She came hustling down the stairs and over to me.
Did he hurt you?
Not until you threw him on me, I snapped. Which wasn't true, but being repeatedly bashed about makes me grumpy. I touched a finger to my throbbing lip, and it came away wet with blood.
Ow,
Elaine said. Sorry, I thought you were in trouble. I shook my head to clear it and glanced at Thomas. His eyes were open and he looked startled. He was breathing, but his arms and legs lay limp. His lips moved a little. I leaned over and asked him, What?
Ow,
he whispered. I sat up, a little relieved. If he was able to complain, he couldn't have been too bad off.
What was that?
I asked Elaine.
Taser.
Stored electricity?
Yes.
How do you refill it?
Thunderstorm.
Or I just plug it into any wall socket.
Cool, I said. Maybe I should get one of those.
Thomas's head moved, and one of his legs twitched and began to stir. Elaine whirled on him at once, her chain held taut between her hands, and little flashes of light began flickering through the decorative metal embedded into the links.
Easy there, I said firmly. Back off. We came here to talk, remember?
Harry, we should at least restrain him.
He isn't going to hurt us, I said.
Would you listen to yourself for a second? She said, her voice sharpening.
Harry, despite heavy evidence to the contrary, you're telling me that you like and trust a creature whose specialty lies in subverting the minds of his victims. That's the way they all talk about a white court vampire, and you know it.
That isn't what's happened here, I said.
They say that, too, Elaine insisted.
I'm not saying any of this is your fault, Harry. But if this thing has gotten to you somehow, this is exactly how you'd be responding to it.
He's not a thing, I snarled. His name is Thomas.
Thomas took in a deep breath and then managed to say, in a very feeble voice,
It's all right. You can come out now.
The forward wall of the cabin creaked and suddenly shifted, swinging out on a concealed hinge to reveal a small area behind it, not quite as large as a typical walk-in closet. There were several women and two or three very small children huddled in that cramped space, and they emerged into the cabin warily. One of them was Olivia, the dancer.
There, Thomas said quietly.
He turned his head to Elaine.
There they are. And they're fine. Check them out for yourself.
I stood up, my joints creaking, and studied the women. Olivia, I said.
Warden, she said quietly.
Are you all right?
She smiled. Except for a muscle cramp I got in there. It's a little crowded. Elaine looked from the women to Thomas and back.
Did he hurt you?
Olivia blinked.
No, she said.
No.
Of course not. He was taking us to shelter.
Shelter? I asked.
Harry, Elaine said, these are some of the women who have gone missing.
I digested that for a second, and then turned to Thomas.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why didn't you tell me what was going on?
He shook his head, his expression still a little bleary.
Reasons. Didn't want you involved in this.
Well, I'm involved now, I said. So how about you tell me what's going on?
You were at my apartment, Thomas said. You saw my guest room wall.
Yeah?
They were being hunted. I had to figure out who was after them.